Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Now, my next guest is one of the UK's most successful coaches and pioneered the coaching industry in Europe. Her first book, Be Your Own Life Coach, was an instant bestseller, which was published back in 2000. And in the 24 years since, she's written four more highly acclaimed books, spoken at events across the world, and inspired thousands of people to transform their lives. It's a real pleasure to welcome Fiona Harold to Down to Business. Good morning to you, Fiona.
Hey, good morning, Bobby. How are you doing? I'm so delighted to be with you and everyone today.
Well, good to hear the spring in your voice there, Fiona. We start on that upbeat note. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you were raised in Northern Ireland in a period, I suppose, of the Troubles, and maybe that influenced some of your earlier career.
Yeah, I'd say that's absolutely true, Bobby. I grew up in Lurgan, County Armagh. My mum was from Ballywalter, County Down, and my dad from Limerick in the south, which caused some problems, shall we say, when the Troubles really kicked in. So, I'm that Eamon Holmes generation where life changed in a couple of days. You know, literally changed in a couple of days. One day I was walking home from school and I noticed that some of the windows on my way home on the street next to mine were broken. Not every window, but some windows. I thought, well, now that is strange. And of course, as I got closer to my house, it was exactly the same. And now, look, I know these things happened in every community. I'm just saying it was the Catholic houses in our case that the windows were broken. And that was the beginning of life changing. So we had to move out of our house. We were all forced out of our house. Again, I know it happened everywhere. But I think for me, you know, if I was to take something good from that situation, Bobby, I would say that it fueled me with a drive and ambition, frankly, to live in a place that wasn't like that, I'll be honest with you.
Okay, very interesting. I know you were hugely influenced as well by your father, Fiona, who I think originally worked for the Hoover organization selling door to door, but he was a brilliant salesman.
Oh my God, my dad was the best, and the best literally in the country, like officially. He there was him and one other chap, and they used to compete with each other. But my dad won out most years for the most sales in Northern Ireland. There's going to be somebody listening to this, Bobby, without a shadow of doubt, and they're going to go, oh my gosh, that was the Hoover man. He was known as the Hoover man. He was sensational. My dad was that generation that left school. So was my mum at 14. And they just knew they had to make it in life because nothing was going to come their way otherwise. He just had that attitude. And he was a self-improvement fanatic. So I used to drive around with him my holidays and weekends in the car when he was working. And we'd be listening to these huge, big cassettes. And it would be Norman Vincent Peale, Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. So he was training his mind. And I learned how to sell from him when I was 10.
Wow.
But he used to say, don't ever try and sell anything, Fiona, unless you're sold on it yourself first. Sell it to yourself first.
Yeah, and how right he was. Then it was off to the UK where you say you faffed around for a couple of years. You became a bit of a radical. You were involved in the miners' strike, the Greenham Common demonstrations, and you became a member of the Labour Party, all fairly radical stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I had worked so hard at school because that was my passport at the time to a bigger life. And I worked like crazy. I got to university, then I came to London. I thought, oh my gosh, I don't want to go straight into some career that I'm not even sure about. So I did things. I worked as a waitress in a cocktail bar. That's what
I Human League song, yeah, was written about you then.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I did all of that stuff that I felt passionate and enthusiastic about. And then I found coaching. It wasn't even called coaching at the time. I found this mentor in London who was this amazing self-styled person.
Fiona Shaw, was that right?
Exactly. So she became my mentor. And then she handed the whole practice over to me about 2 years later. And then one day I read in the Times newspaper that there was this thing in America that was really taking off, and it was called coaching. And I thought, holy schmolies, that's what I do. And in that moment, I became a coach. I just said, well, that is what I do, and that is who I am. And I became, therefore, what's known as the pioneer of coaching in the UK. That's what happened.
And can I ask you this, Fiona, when you're coaching CEOs at a fairly basic level, is it about getting them to be the best, to be themselves, but to be them their best self?
It's to always level up to another level. It's not to wait for someone else to give them permission. It's to have a vision for what they want to create in life, and therefore to be a really inspiring leader by the nature of who they're being and how they're being. I got a lot of criticism at the time because who the heck was I? Who the heck was I? People used to say this. There were chat rooms that even today people will say, Fiona Harold, she's not even trained. She doesn't even have a proper qualification, all of which is absolutely true. So it's about being courageous and just going for it and inspiring people with your self-belief. Sharding there, but that is where it has to come from, your self-belief. And that's how you lead people, with your enthusiasm and your vision and your conviction.
Were you in business yourself, Fiona, in terms of, did you have the London College of Massage, which you sold after maybe a decade or that?
Yeah, I sold it after a couple of years, absolutely. I just got enthusiastic about massage, and I just followed what people were asking for, which is, can you teach us? And then I set up this college just off Oxford Street in the centre of London, sold that. And then for a while, I actually did press. I set up a small agency helping people get featured in the press because I'd done that so well with the college. And then I just evolved into the coaching after that.
Can I ask you as well, and not to be cynical in any way about coaching, because I actually do believe in it, but, you know, a lot of that, how do you avoid sort of the happy clappy type stuff, you know, where, you know, people are talking about living the dream and, you know, there's a lot of, let's call it, BS around some of the language used in coaching, which, and in some of the, I suppose, self-motivational books. Some of them I can read. A lot of them, I find them just nauseating.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. I agree with you completely, Bobby. And here's the thing. I probably used to do a bit of that happy clappy stuff, as you say, up until November 2008. And then it changed overnight. The whole landscape, the world changed overnight. It's very important for people to understand this, if you're in business, to know this distinction. And people stopped buying happy clappy stuff overnight because global crisis. People became scared. I pretty much lost my coaching business, I'll tell you, at that point. And what I discovered was that after a couple of months, what people will pay for in a time of crisis, and we are in that time of crisis now, it's never changed, they will only pay for you to help them solve a pressing problem. They're not buying happy-clappy stuff.
Right. And finally, can I ask you, Fiona, about, you know, your best decade? I think you've said that your 60s has been your best decade. What do you put that down to?
Yeah, I never said that, but if you insist. Do you know, I honestly feel that you have got to find a sense of meaning in your life. And you have got to attach that meaning to what you do. And you got to have some faith. And I think faith in a higher power as well, quite frankly, to direct what you do in life. So I have a new enthusiasm for what I'm doing now, quite frankly. It's changed a little bit, nuanced quite recently. I adore speaking on stages. I now help people get featured in the press to share their message with millions. So it's important to stay fresh.
Yeah. Do you find, and I'm in my 60s myself, but do you find that maybe you don't have anything really to prove and you're more relaxed about things generally, and that can result in just being a more contented soul?
I love that. I don't know if anybody would describe me as a contented soul, but I'm a very driven person. And it's much easier to go through life if you give yourself permission, if you're not looking over your shoulder, if you're not worrying what other people are thinking or saying about you. So I agree with you completely with that. You've got to get to that point in life. And maybe it takes to this point to have that feeling of not worrying about what other people are going to say and think about you. My job when I get on stage is to inspire people to be that bigger version of themselves. There's no point in me getting on stage and not being myself.
All right. Well, look, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you this morning, Fiona. I wish you well, and keep that positive spirit going, because positivity is infectious, as I often say. Life coach there, Fiona Harrell, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Bobby. Thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.